there, and welcome to John.com's fourth podcast. I'd like to say thank you for coming and listening to the show again. Last week, we actually had a record number of site views for the podcast. I think we were up to about 67, and it's a big, like, I owe a big thank you to our once again co-host today, Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy. We also have Kyle and Megan returning as well. Thank you guys again. We got our lovable little hobbit and the soon-to-be vampire back. And I am John the Pretentious Prick, so here we go. First, we're going to start once again with what are you indulging in? And this is a very basic thing where we talk about what we like, what shows we're watching, what books we're reading and listening, and music we're listening to.
And games we're playing.
Yes, games we're playing. So we'll start off with Megan Beck, our lovable little hobbit. Can you please tell us what you're indulging in, Megan?
Well, today I actually watched the first episode of GBC, Good Christian Bitches. I really liked it. It was really funny. It's like Desperate Housewives meets Mean Girls. Yeah, it was really funny. I laughed a lot. You should watch it.
I do want to watch it for Kristen Chenoweth, for sure. But I haven't had the chance to as of yet. I don't know if it's on Rogers On Demand yet, but
I was watching
hopefully. Oh, were you? Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you reading anything right now? We all know you're super excited for the Hunger Games next week.
I am super excited for the Hunger
Games.
Well,
actually, by the time the podcast hits the web, it'll be
tomorrow. Yeah. I would actually probably be rereading The Hunger Games right now just because it's coming out, but I've lent it to someone who's taking 14,000 years to read it. I wonder who that is.
I'm going to be spending all my reading time this week reading The Hunger Games.
Sure.
For sure.
I should hope so.
Yes, I will be. I did read half of chapter 4 in the last 2 weeks.
Congratulations. That's an accomplishment. We have another record this time.
Yes.
Just kidding.
It's actually kind of a decrease from the previous 3 weeks. But what else are you watching, Megan?
There's actually this show that I've caught a few times. It's on Rogers On Demand. I don't know when it's on regularly or anything like that. I've only ever seen it on Rogers On Demand. I haven't seen it advertised. I've never heard anybody talk about it. It's called I Hate My Teenage Daughter. It's really funny. It's really funny.
I think I saw that on the guide when I was looking through, and I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, it's a sitcom, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
But it's definitely funny. It's got a little bit of a quirky quality to it that I enjoy.
Very good, very good. All right, we're going to move on now to Mr. Kyle Moffitt. What are you up to, Mr. Kyle?
I'm not really up to much. I guess I started playing this this new game because I think I have like video game ADD. Like I can't stick with one video game. I have to keep trying all of them, and I get bored of them pretty quick. But this one I'm playing right now, it's called Rift. It's an MMO, just like World of Warcraft kind of thing. But It's got more classes, a lot more custom stuff that you can do with it. But you do have to pay for it. So I am just playing one of those free things where you go to level 20. But you know, that's really all I'm doing right now is playing that video game and homework with reading the book.
What book would that be?
It is called, oh, I'm having a brain fart. What is it called? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, really? That was a good movie.
I hate it. I hate the book.
I heard the book's very different from...
It's hard to read. Apparently, my English teacher told me that the guy was high when he wrote the book. So, they're in a mental institute,
right?
So
you just gotta get high to read it.
Yeah. Then it'll make sense.
Yeah, maybe then.
But I don't really want to... I don't really want to read it anymore. I want to stop. But that's it. That's all I'm really going for right now. So
you were talking about John Carter, right? No. Is that it? No.
No. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, what were you speaking of?
I was talking.
Oh, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. I'm sorry. Maybe I flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, pretty
yeah.
Pay attention there, buddy.
It's okay.
Tapping away in your computer.
I am not. I am keeping the show in order here.
Okay, well, I'm passing it off to you then, because I'm done with that point. With that point. I'm not mad.
Don't be mad.
You should be mad.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Our host here is not paying attention to us.
I am paying full attention.
We should revolt.
From this point on.
You're going to play 100 games like Revolt. Right?
Maybe not that extreme.
Megan's the Mockingjay.
Ultimate Fanboy, what are you indulging in at the moment? He's got his list
there. I got a list ready, guys and girls. And I'm Spartacus again. I just finished the latest episode this morning, and the show's great. It's riveting. I'm on the end of my seats. They're switching out scenes. It's funny because they're switching out scenes of things that happened in the past with Andy Whitfield, with the new actor. I don't remember what his name. He's something McIntyre or something. But they're switching out scenes that have happened before, and it's kind of interesting. I'm watching Comic Book Man. Loved it. I heard you watched an episode, John.
Yeah, I watched it on Sunday last week, and
yeah.
I thought it was. I really liked it because it's like my version of Pawn Stars.
Yeah, it's Pawn Stars for us geeks, so that's cool.
Well, I think I liked what I liked about it was just everything. Like the one guy brought in that huge Superman poster,
yeah,
and I don't even like Superman.
And he's pointing
that
crotch.
That was
like
a really cool poster.
Superman's crotch is hanging out in this one almost.
Well,
it was very
apparently
drawn.
It was painted by a gay artist.
Allegedly it was, but then they said it wasn't at the end, that it wasn't painted by that artist that they were talking about. I'm also sorry,
I love the Batman mask, dude.
Oh, of course,
ironic.
The
cowl. Awesome.
In one of the episodes, a guy actually shows up with the Batmobile.
Oh, does he?
And they get to drive around the old...
Like a big Batmobile?
The old Batmobile from the TV show.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. I'm also watching The Walking Dead. The season finale is... Well, it'll be tomorrow for us. It'll have already passed by the time people are listening to this, so it's going to be cool. Looking forward to it. After that will be The Walking Dead. I'm on the last episode, the Christmas episode of Doctor Who. I haven't watched it yet. I have to. And I'm watching Lost Girl. You guys watch Lost Girl? Any of you? You know about Lost Girl? Nothing, eh?
I've heard of it.
Yeah?
You were hyping it up at Fan Expo last year.
Lost Girl is a good show. The panel was all... I went to the panel last year at the Fan Expo. And Lost Girl, lots of women, good-looking women. Kenzie's one of the best characters on TV. And now it's John's turn to tell us what he's watching.
Well, I haven't really been into anything new. I'm on the final season of 6 Feet Under, and I know Jason's going to like go on his little rant right now.
I'm not
going to
say anything anymore about 6 Feet Under.
Right,
I said it last week. No, still one of the most overrated shows of all time.
One of the best shows of all time.
Overrated.
One of the best.
Overrated.
Anywho, I also forgot to mention on the last podcast that we were... I was watching American Horror Story.
Ah, I do want to get into that. How is it?
So far, it's good. It's a little confusing and out there, but
yes.
I'm two discs in, and it's really
to great. Those. Like, is it on DVD already?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Illegal sources.
We can discuss that, but yeah, I do want to see that too. Is the season completed though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The season's over.
They're working on season 2 right now, and it's going to be like a horror anthology kind of series.
And the cast on that is Jessica Lange's on it, I believe.
Jessica Lange, I think.
Dylan McDermott, yes.
And I can't forget Connie
France? Not the one from 6 Feet Under.
No. Oh.
No.
No. No, it wasn't. Kyle just gave me a wet willy, so. Frances Conroy from 6 Feet Under is actually on American Horror Story, though.
Is she?
She plays, I believe, a ghost.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
and it's a house. It's about a haunted house, is it not?
As far as I can tell,
yeah, that's
I don't know what else is like tied in with it, but
it's scary.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I like the intro.
Like,
I think the intro
like
is
ghosts,
really creepy.
So I don't know if I'll like it. I do want to watch it because it's getting a lot of love from the critics and all that, but I don't know if I want to watch it because I hate ghosts. I don't like ghost stories. They're not... I like horror, but I don't like ghost stories. I do, actually. I don't like...
Well, there is a bit of, like...
sleep. I don't like that.
There's some, like, home invasion type stuff, too, in it. Like, murder, you know.
Well, murder and stuff. Like, it's a go. It's ghosts. They mess like the Paranormal Activities. That stuff messed with my sleep, so I don't like it. I don't know. I can't. I don't like ghosts
loved
anymore.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
too.
I don't like ghosts anymore.
Loved it.
I liked it too.
Three was okay.
I
one was okay,
three.
But two was my favorite so far.
I liked it.
And
are we moving on?
Yes, I think we're going to move on to the next topic. Your 10 female television characters lists. I posted a list of the top 10 of my top 10 female TV characters, and I will read them out and as they are ranked here. So, if we want to take a look, you at home can't take a look.
Well, they can take a look if they go to your website
for sure.
JohnCom.weebly.com.
There's our cheap plug for
and
the
then you,
for the
and then you go to Tuesday's Top 10, isn't it?
Top 10 Tuesdays, or it's on the TV page as well. But number 10 for me was Kitty Foreman of That 70s Show. I just adore her. I think she's got the funniest laugh probably on TV and hit, like, all of TV history. And I think Megan can agree with me on that. She's being awfully quiet right now, and she shouldn't be.
She's probably got her own list.
I do have my own list.
But, I've always loved Kitty, and I love Red as well. Red, I think they were probably the best part of that 70s
I enjoyed the show when I watched it. I was never a follower. I never really watched it religiously, but whenever I've seen, you know, views on TV, you know, whatever syndication I guess it's called, whenever I've seen it in reruns, I've enjoyed it for the most part.
Yes. And number 9, I put Sue Sylvester from Glee. I think Sue is probably one of the funniest kind of female villains out there, and I think that's why she got on. Like, Glee has sort of, you know, like, waned on me a little bit, like, where it's just not, you know, I can't, like... say I absolutely look forward to it every week anymore. But Sue is always entertaining, and she's just a bitch.
Yeah, very much so.
But she's fucking hilarious.
She is.
Fine.
She's
yeah.
funny. She's fun, and she's a deep character. I mean, once you think that, God, this woman is just such a bitch, irredeemable, she does something where you think, oh, you know what? She is still a human being, and
yeah.
she's not a caricature of herself, which shows good writing.
Next, I have Buffy and Faith, both from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and they are actually both Slayers. Now, I want to know from Megan or anyone, Jason or Kyle as well, who do you think is the better Slayer, Buffy or Faith?
Buffy.
The better Slayer? The better Slayer is Buffy because Faith was emotionally fucked up. She was messed in the head. She couldn't deal with it. Buffy was a better Slayer. She had a better supporting group. Faith didn't have that, so Faith was messed up. She I love the character Faith, but as in regards to Slayers, Buffy was a better Slayer.
I agree. Buffy was a lot more, I wouldn't say professional about it, but Faith was a lot more destructive.
A lot more destructive.
But I find Faith, I feel like Faith was the better character.
You know what? I think it might be because the villains are always... She's not that she's a straight-out villain, but the villains are always the more compelling characters. The characters, the straight-old white hat, or the good guy, is never as compelling a character. If you use, like, Lost, for example, Jack and Sawyer. Everybody loves Sawyer because Sawyer was more of the badass character, right? Star Wars, Han Solo. Han Solo and Luke. Luke's a white hat. Han Solo's, like, the more character that's... gray area,
rebel,
kind of.
Yeah,
Faith was like that. Faith, yeah, she was bad, but even in the end,
she wasn't a bad guy. She was a rebel, and you know those are always the more compelling characters. It's like with Bad Boys, like you know, I with you people like those two brothers on the Vampire Diaries. Everybody loves Ian Somerhalder's what's the name of the characters? Do you know Damon and Stefan? Everybody loves Stefan because he's like the bad boy. Spike and Angel. Everybody loves Spike. He's a bad boy.
Angel was a bad boy too, though, for a little while.
No, that was an Angel.
That was Angelus.
Yeah.
Angelus was a bad boy. Angel was a broody guy.
True enough. True enough. Next up, I put Marge Simpson just because she is very, very iconic. And she's a mother figure, you know, like, but she also wasn't the funniest. I wouldn't say she was one of the funniest parts of the show, but she is definitely just a character that I think everyone can kind of look up to on The Simpsons. If you want to move down my list there. next up, I put Gloria from Modern Family. And I think it's... She's just... Every week, I find her so hilarious. She gets better and better all the time.
I love two parts about Gloria. That's all I need to say.
Left and right.
Left and right.
Accent, too.
Yeah.
We
don't have a sexual bias like you.
Yeah.
That's why I...
Gloria's our girl.
Yeah, I love her.
Manny, get in the car! I love Manny. Or,
wait,
I love Gloria. I love Manny, too.
No,
Jay!
That's his impressions of Gloria. My dad doesn't know what he's doing right
yeah.
now.
Next up, I put Peg Bundy. I think Megan here should help elaborate on this one. Not because Peg Bundy didn't make her list, but I think she's the one out of anyone who can kind of make a comment about her.
Sex.
Yes, I love it. I thought Peg was the best just because she was like very kind of the anti-housewife, you know? Like,
she didn't know how to cook, she didn't know how to clean, she was
lazy, you know,
sex
like,
with her. You know, her husband regrets having ever married her and having and spawning children with
and
her.
And as much as Al can, you know, like poke fun at her and, you know, like
yeah.
say completely sexist things at her, but she will not back down. She like
she's got
she completely
to
yeah, she always has something to say. And I love her for that.
She knows how to bust his balls. And she was on TV at a great time because Fox was like a little known network back then, and Married with Children made it huge. That and The Simpsons.
The
Simpsons. They really made the network at that time.
Next up, I put this is my number two character.
You're on number three, actually.
Oh, am I on number three?
You're on number
three.
Oh,
sorry. Number three is Debbie Novotny from Queer as Folk.
Yes.
Love her.
And for those of us that didn't watch the show, who was she?
Debbie was...
P-Flag mom.
Yeah, essentially a P-Flag parent, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, always wearing the buttons, completely supportive. She worked on Liberty Avenue, which was like the gay street
in
Philadelphia.
What are ours, Wellesley and Church?
Is it Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Philadelphia, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
But,
yeah,
and she was just the mother figure
of the
show.
Liberty and the Liberty Bell up Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, she and like she could tell you off in the best way possible. I found like she just had a way of talking and speaking. What do you think, Kyle? She's on your list too.
She was on my list. I didn't see as many episodes as you did. I just liked her because of how accepting she was. That's
quirky.
The most. Yeah, quirky, funny, cute.
But at the same
emotional.
Time, she could be a complete bitch when she needed to be, and that was the best part. I loved her.
I remember one episode where some guy was saying something, so she, like, rounded up all these, like, S&M big, like, scary-looking bears to go after the straight guy that was, like, saying stuff about gay people and scared the guy out of there, and I was like, I love this woman. That's the episode I realized how much I like her.
Whose parent was she?
She was, I don't remember the guy.
She's Michael's mom.
Yeah,
Michael.
I never watched the show, so I need to
And watch it.
And what is a bear?
You're a bear.
I'm short. I'm not a bear.
Adam's a bear.
Yeah.
If he listens to this podcast.
That doesn't describe what a bear is, though.
A bear is a...
big, hairy gay
bigger,
guy.
Bigger, hairier gay male.
Okay.
No, Adam's too young to be a bear, actually.
He's a cub.
There's
yeah.
a cubs. Look, there's cubs and bears. Things I didn't even know or explain to them.
Well, bears have cubs, don't they?
Bear necessities, don't they? Yes.
All right, and the first... my number two spot goes to Gretchen from Prison Break. This woman is a complete cunt. Like, complete cunt. I don't know, Jason, if you ever watched Prison Break.
I did. I hated the season she came on, though. She came on for season three. And
season three was horrible, with the exception of her.
Yeah.
She fucking... just was crazy.
The actress that played her, I liked it because she was the actress that played her was that girl from Nash Bridges. She's a beautiful girl. I don't remember the actress's name. You had the picture of her right
here.
I don't remember
her name either.
She was from Nash Bridges, though. She's really pretty too.
She's just a character you wanted to die so fucking bad.
Yeah, I didn't get to.
But at the same time, it was like, oh, if she goes, this season's gonna blow.
You know how that is.
And now, my number one female television character, Willow Rosenberg from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You should have had a drum roll or something.
She is...
You could do that for yours. Good. He gets out of the way. It's called, you know, and then we'll do it for yours. The important one.
Good.
She is just a very well-rounded character, I find. And I think Megan and Jason can
attest to that.
Kyle
loves
her, too, but Kyle likes her most when she turns dark.
Really? You like
yes.
dark? Kyle's
yeah.
got something with dark.
Dark Willow
really
is badass.
She's kick-ass,
and
then she's bad.
Did you like when she was a vampire?
I didn't see if she was a vampire.
Kick-ass as a vampire.
Or now a
vampire?
You totally
yeah.
have to watch that episode.
Yeah,
she's
going to be
a
YouTube vampire, yeah. Her and Xander.
Yeah.
Xander becomes a vampire, too, and they have Angel as their pet. Yeah, angels are pets.
So she's a vampire witch.
I just have
witch.
To say, John, that I'm really, really impressed that you have three Buffy characters on your list.
I know, I knew you would be, but that's because Buffy, I think, more than any other show, writes strong female characters.
Although I'm not impressed you have no angel characters on your...
Or True Blood.
Angel was not as good as Buffy.
Or Firefly. Angel was fantastic.
But not as good as Buffy.
Debatable.
I could,
debatable.
Honestly,
debatable.
Even Cordelia could probably end up on my list because I love her.
Yeah.
But, then it's just getting overwhelmed with Buffy characters.
With Whedon characters. You forgot the people from Firefly.
Well, I considered, actually, Princess and Nara.
Yeah.
I love
Nara,
not Princess,
Nara.
Just Inara.
Yeah, I don't
know.
I'm
Star Wars.
I don't know. I'm like, there's Princess Leia and Joss Whedon.
Sorry, Inara.
And then I was thinking maybe, you know, Aladdin, the whole new world and all that. But
Princess Jasmine.
Yes.
But Willow's badass because she is just, in the beginning of the show, she seems to be this really, like, geeky, you know, very...
Yellow crayon.
Very
yeah.
insecure character. And then by the end, like, you find it, especially, like, once you get to, like, season four, where they go to college and everything, she is so, like,
well, there's actually
starting
that,
to turn around.
That one scene in the first season where you know she has it in her. I think it's in the first episode. They're sitting in the computer lab with Cordelia, and they're talking smack about Buffy, and they're doing this computer assignment, and she's listening, and she's feeling defensive of Buffy, so they're like, I think they said, oh, how do I send this computer flyer? So she says, deliver, knowing they'll press delete, and delete their assignment. Like, so you know she's got it in her, man.
Yeah.
She's
and then when she, but when she does turn dark, it's just like all hell breaks loose, and I
they
thought it was
really can't stop her for a while, the few episodes, right? She just,
well,
yeah.
You never see Buffy, I don't think in the whole show, you ever see Buffy look so helpless.
Yeah.
As Kennedy says later on, that Willow, Buffy, you're not even the strongest person in the room.
Yeah.
Willow is, and, you know, it was, but Buffy was strong because of her friends around her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was, yeah, she had the Slayer power, plus she had the friends, which no Slayer ever had before.
I think Buffy was also very smart, but...
Well, that's debatable, too. I mean, depends on what you mean by smart.
Well, she...
Yeah.
I think she could. She was very good at doing her detective work, but I don't think Okay, like
she could never have done the detective work without
she with a Willow and Xander and Giles. Giles. She didn't. She what Buffy's greatest strength were her friends.
Yeah.
I mean, her. She was her greatest. She alone. She would could
well,
never do
like
most
the,
of the things.
The fourth season that everyone hates, but me.
I don't hate
season
four,
season.
But it's not the best season.
Fuck season four. Okay?
No, I love season four.
Do you believe in life after love? Horrible episode. The only good thing about season four was that Spike joined the cast full time.
And Hush.
Yeah, Hush was a good episode.
And Tara joined the show.
Yeah, but Spike.
All right, guys,
no,
I'm going to have to wrap up the conversation for now, and we can get on to Kyle's list this time. If Kyle wants to go through it, we can
sure.
talk about them each.
Sure. I don't have my glasses on.
Only a read yours out, Kyle.
First one
over here. I'll just wait.
Oh, okay.
Seats.
They're switching seats. Please wait.
Jason warmed it up for me. Okay, ready? Ready? Audience? All right. So, my number 10 was Marianne from Drew Blood, who... if anybody hasn't seen it, she is a villain, but she's probably like the coolest villain I've seen so far in a TV show. She's a Maynad.
Maynad.
Which was something I'd never heard about before, and like when I found out she's a Maynad, it was like I instantly fell in love with her because I'd never heard of it, and it was like this really cool like mythological creature thing that she was, and it's just, she destroys Bontemps. Like, she just, like...
Bontemps.
She makes it
say Bontemps.
She made it a sex-filled town for
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was debaucherous.
Yeah. Because that's what I may not is, like, this mythological thing that, like, feeds off lust and... lust and wine, it was. Like, people being drunk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then after Marianne, I picked another True Blood for my number 9, and that was Jessica.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's a very pretty girl.
She's hot.
Gorgeous.
Jessica is the redhead who gets turned later in the first season, I think it was.
Yeah, the end of the first
the
season.
End of the first,
force,
yeah.
They force Bill to turn her and adopt her, right?
Yeah, because he kills another vampire, so that cable you have to turn someone
yeah.
Yeah, to replace the one that you killed. And so they get Jessica, who's, you kind of see her, like, you kind of see a vampire starting off in the beginning. She's young when she gets turned, so she's really... high strung,
yeah.
Yeah, like immature at first, you know, taking advantage of the powers, not really thinking about the consequences. And then as you watch the rest of the seasons, you kind of see her starting to mature a little bit more and learning about her powers and
becoming a chagas.
Yeah,
and she's a perpetual, always virgin.
Yes, she's a virgin when she was turned, so she can have sex, but then it grows right back and she becomes a virgin again, which is pretty sucky for her and Hoyt. I'm not gonna get into that, but. After Jessica, of course, I did Sookie Stackhouse.
Sookie!
Everybody should know who Sookie is. If you don't, Anna Paquin. She's the main character of it, so she's the one who's in love with Bill, kind of in love with Eric, kind of in love with Alcide, you know, has all these guys going for her.
Has all these
and she's also...
Women like her, too.
Yeah, women like her. She's not a human. I don't know. I don't want to ruin it for somebody who hasn't seen it. I won't say what exactly she is, but you find out from the beginning she's a telepath, but there's something else about her. So telepathy, that she can just hear other people's thoughts.
Except
vampires, because they're dead, so they don't have brain waves. She can't read
and that's what attracts her so much to Bill.
That's what
right?
She likes about Bill, that it
in
doesn't...
The,
yeah.
In the books, though, she
in
can
the books,
pick
it's
up...
it's like she's starting to pick things
she can
up.
Start to
yeah.
read their... She doesn't let them know, because she knows
yeah.
the vampires will come after her if she lets them know. In the show, though, she can't. After
well,
so
where
she,
in the book did she pick it up? Because
only,
only
in the recent books.
Yeah, so maybe she
to,
will.
Yeah,
pick up their
and
thoughts.
It's not full things. It's like
yeah.
little pieces that she gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. After Sookie, I did Olivia Dunham from Fringe.
I love Olivia.
Olivia's
yes,
a great
I love Olivia.
Olivia is awesome. She's the main detective. She's so kick-ass and strong-willed. She's not one of those like main protagonists.
Which Olivia?
Which Olivia? The one.
Well,
no, that's
we've only seen
people.
The first two seasons so far.
So the one from the
three,
original
but...
universe of the whole
okay
season goes around.
There's more than one Olivia?
Shh!
We don't want to spoil it for anyone. I'm not going to say what that means. But, yeah, she's really kick-ass. She's not like one of those wimpy, easy-to-break kind of girl characters.
And she's cute, too.
She's very pretty. And she's got some cool powers.
And?
Some cool powers.
Pacey's on the fucking show.
Who's that?
Joshua Jackson, who plays Peter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't... I guess I only remember him from Cursed.
Possibly the worst horror movie ever done.
I'm not going to get into that because I like Cursed a lot. after Olivia Dunham, I did choose, just like John said, Debbie Novotny from Queer as Folk, the redhead. We already talked about her enough, so I'm not going to talk about her anymore. After that, I did do Daisy Adair from Dead Like Me. If anybody's seen Dead Like Me,
which Daisy? There's a new Daisy in the movie.
The original Daisy,
yeah.
The one that's like,
I didn't see the movie either.
Yeah, the really pretty, prissy, you know, so professional kind of thing.
She was an awesome character.
Yeah.
The show was amazing. The show was fantastic. It had a lot of strong women characters.
Yeah, she kind of made it for me. I really liked her. I mean, the main character I liked, she's kind of boyish, but I still liked her.
George?
Yeah, George. But I love Daisy. I used to love when Daisy was in it. After Daisy, I did Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. I don't think
that's awesome.
I don't think that needs any explaining. Everybody knows about Miss Frizzle. She had different earrings for every single episode. You know, she brought the kids inside another student's body at one point. The bus was a giant spider, and she's moving it around. It was just awesome.
You know what? I'm surprised she didn't get sued.
Hey, the kids were having fun.
Took my child to a beehive.
Right. They had to sign a non-disclosure agreement before they went on each of these field trips. They couldn't tell anybody. After Miss Frizzle, I did Gloria, like John said, from Modern Family. So, you know, I don't need to talk about her because everyone knows about her now.
She has two great things.
Yes. After that, I did Louise from Bob's Burgers. I'm not sure anyone's heard about that show because it's kind of... Not a lot of people know about it when
I think it's
people.
I think it's fairly well known, but
isn't it a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I think it's really funny. Louise is the youngest daughter with the bunny ears. She's the youngest, but she kind of has the same personality like as Stewie. She's really smart. She's really bad. Like, she's always doing things behind her back and trying to trick them into doing stuff she wants them to do. And she's so funny. I loved it. She's played by the actress who was the anger management therapist in The Muppets. She's got like weird hair and kind of like a funny list, but she's amazing. And then for number one, this isn't really number one. It doesn't really count. She's not really my number one. I had to add somebody into my last one because I put a guy in by an accident. I chose Astrid from Fringe because I like her hair.
I like her because she's so sweet.
She is.
Honestly, how sweet she is to Walter.
Very patient with Walter.
I don't know if she's one of the best characters. Mm-hmm.
I think she's a very good character. I think she's a very well done character.
And the reason he had to replace is because he had Walter.
I thought Walter, forgetting that Walter was a guy.
Walter's kind of asexual. He was sexual. He was sexual.
He still has a gender.
He does.
And that's my list.
Okay. All right. Megan, you're yours, and we switch.
All right, Megan, what's up?
Well, my list is in no particular order.
All right.
I have Willow Rosenberg from Buffy, who we've already talked about. She's awesome. I have Roseanne Connor from Roseanne.
Roseanne was actually hilarious, though.
She's
very funny.
I loved her. So funny.
Great character. Yes.
She's kind of like. A nicer version almost of Peg Bundy, where she would completely retaliate against Dan.
Kind of more realistic version of Peg. Like Peg Bundy's was
like
a caricature, kind of a great character, but whereas Roseanne, you know, she could be like your mom or something. She's like a regular person.
Yeah, she's so sarcastic. Just so sarcastic.
Yeah. I agree. She's awesome.
Next, I have Pam from True Blood.
Yes.
Pam's kick-ass.
I love Pam. Yes.
She's definitely kick-ass.
Good job, Megan. Good job. I like Pam, too. She comes up with the best one-liners possibly ever.
I love when her face is, like,
falling off.
What's it called?
Sucky. What
decaying.
Kind of is sucky?
Yeah.
When it's decaying, oh my god. She's so funny.
The funniest line is when she's talking about the...
what the hell is a snooky?
Yeah, what the hell? She's so pissed off because Bill and Eric are, you know, so in love with her, and she's like, what, you know, what does that girl's pussy have to make these guys?
She doesn't have a crush on Eric or Bill, though. Like, she's
no,
not jealous.
She, no,
yeah.
She's well,
like,
she, I think she's
I think that's
that
the first time
Eric,
I've ever said the P word on the podcast.
Well, I think that it's a little bit nicer than the C word.
Yeah, the C word was already said once. Mine was a level under.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but...
I broke a record, yes.
My next person was Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah. I really liked her.
Yeah.
She's pretty kick-ass. She's Canadian.
You could tell we're all guys. Like, the three of us are guys. Me and down the Sex and the City cast.
Well, you would love her. Just
I've watched the Sex and the City, but
yeah.
To me, you're going to see most of mine are all slack. I'm a geek. Mine are all geek people.
Yeah. Well, I felt she belonged on there. Next, I have Veronica Mars from Veronica Mars.
I don't think
Kyle or John have watched.
I've never watched Veronica Mars.
My list too. So yeah. we'll talk about her when we get to my list too.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Next on my list, I have Echo/Caroline from Dollhouse.
Ooh.
She was pretty epic, even though most of the show she's playing someone else.
Yeah.
Right.
Faith or True. I mean, she's playing doll characters.
Yes.
Nothing.
Next I have River from Firefly.
River Tam.
Wow,
very good.
Yeah, I really liked her. She's, there's something about Joss Whedon. He just does, like, so much, like, he has this, like, theme of taking characters that are just slightly insane and making them make so much sense.
His depth of writing is great.
See, I always found River to be one of the weaker characters on Firefly. Like,
ooh.
I liked everyone on that show, but I thought that River was just one of the characters that didn't really resonate with me as much.
Part of the reason of that was it was canceled before its time. They didn't really have the time to really develop her the way they
did. I agree.
Have.
Yeah.
She whooped some ass in
yeah.
Serenity, though.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Next on my list, I have Kitty Foreman. She's definitely the best TV mom laugh ever. She cares so much. Then I have Xena. Princess Warrior from
Warrior Princess.
Whatever, same difference.
Nipples. Gross.
Xena, definitely. I loved that show when I was younger. I haven't seen it in a million years, but she was kick ass.
She was kick ass.
Kyle, did you say that you've perfected the Xena thing?
I think it's Kyle's turn.
Yeah.
I was doing it with my family, and it's not as good anymore.
Come on, Kyle. Or do your SpongeBob. Do your SpongeBob.
Oh, no. SpongeBob was on the list, so I don't need to.
Next week.
You do next time.
I will do SpongeBob at some point.
We're going to have a list of the most annoying, irritating, stupid animated cartoon characters.
Because we've done annoying people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one on my list is Karen Walker from Will and Grace.
Karen's awesome.
She's funny.
She's
so
hilarious.
Funny.
Grace Alden. No one really. The other two don't get it.
I didn't want a sitcom guy, so I didn't watch Will and Grace.
Well, she's a pill popping alcoholic fag hag.
Is she like the friend, that other girl, right? The one with the high squeaky voice.
The high
pitch
voice.
Okay.
Megan Mullally.
Yeah, Megan Mullally.
Yeah,
I know her.
Yeah. And that's my list.
Excellent. Let's move on to Jason now.
I have a written down list. This is the list I made on your page. I did like current shows that are on now and didn't think it was for all time. So I redid my list for all time people. I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Rose Tyler from Doctor Who. I just love Rose. Rose Tyler, none of you guys watch Doctor Who, so you guys won't know
what
I'm talking about. But Rose Tyler, anybody that watches Doctor Who listening, Rose Tyler is awesome. My favorite companion by far. There was romance, and Rose is gorgeous, too. Number 9, Faith from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I love me some Faith. We've talked about it at that nausea now for the people. They don't want to listen anymore about Faith. So I'm going to move on to number 8, Rachel Berry from Glee. She annoys people, but I love her. I love Rachel. Totally and utterly.
I think Rachel needs to die.
I love Rachel. Really. Rachel's the most talented player on the show.
I agree. She's very talented, but she's so irritating.
I think I'm just done with her.
She's definitely irritating,
but she's so true to herself.
Yeah, she's getting better.
Yeah.
She's learned. She's not as selfish as she once was. She's learning.
Yeah.
She's growing as a person and as a character.
I think it's not so much that she's less selfish. It's that she cares about what she cares about, and now she's come to care about other people.
Oh, yes,
so,
maybe.
You know, it's selfish still.
And she's got her two gay parents. It's great.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Number seven. Oh, this is another hated character by people. John probably hates her too, I'm sure. Kate Austin from Lost. People hate
really?
Her.
Really? You
love
put
Kate
on there?
I love Kate.
I think if any female from Lost deserves to be on there,
Kate.
it's
not Jin. It is not Jin. It's not
Jin. You mean
no, Sun? It's not Sun. It's not the one that I've been baby.
It's Julianne. Is it Julianne? I forget her.
The one that...
Juliet. The blonde
Juliet
one.
Lasted
yeah,
two seasons
her.
And got blown up.
I love her, though.
I don't care about Juliet. Kate. Kate's not only beautiful.
Juliet.
Kate was also there from the beginning. She had the love triangle. She killed her mother's boyfriend. You know, it was great. I loved Kate. But I know Kate is a very polarizing character. You either love her or hate her. Number six, Josephine Potter from Dawson Creek.
Really?
Oh, I love me some Joey, too.
Really?
Joey and Pacey forever. Season 3 of Dawson's Creek is one of my favorite seasons of any television show ever. And it's all because of Joey and Pacey. I could watch that season over and over again. Number 5, Wilfred Burkle from Angel. Fred. I loved Fred. Did you love Fred, Megan?
She was okay.
I loved Fred. Fred
was
sweet.
To me, she was kind of more like a cheap version of Willow.
She was so sweet, and then she got torn from us too soon, and then she became Illyria. And Illyria was kick-ass, but I do miss Fred, and that was the saddest, probably one of the saddest episodes of all time, A Hole in the World. You see that episode?
I don't remember them.
Great episode. I know, you guys didn't like Angel for some reason. I don't get it. I don't know. It was too brooding, maybe. Number 4, Gemma Teller-Morrow from Sons of Anarchy. Neither of you guys watch Sons of Anarchy either. Number 3, Willow Rosenberg from
nice.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. Dark Willow.
I just like to point out that Willow made 3 of our lists.
Number 2, Veronica Mars from Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
Now we can discuss Veronica Mars.
She was kick-ass.
Possibly... My number one person is good. Possibly the best female character written of all time is Veronica Mars. She's a strong female. She's had adversity.
Superpowers.
No, she doesn't have superpowers.
She doesn't have superpowers.
She's just smart. She's a vulnerable woman. Like, you know, that's how it all started off. You know,
yeah.
She's vulnerable, but she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's just awesome. You know, I loved it. If you guys haven't watched the show, I seriously recommend picking up Veronica Mars.
At least the first 2 seasons.
Oh, the 3rd season was good too, but it's different. They changed the format, but it's still good. Number 1 of all time, Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You put Buffy as number 1?
Buffy is number 1.
Really?
Well, she did have the show named after
no,
her. It wasn't called Willow or Faith.
I know,
it was called Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy is amazing.
Buffy
I love Buffy as a character.
Transformed from season 1. To season 7. Buffy had a great character arc.
I agree. I agree with that, but I feel like there were better characters on Buffy's show than Buffy. Like, I still think Buffy's fucking kick-ass and iconic, but, you know, like...
They hold, like, you know, college courses based on Buffy. It's based on the show, but Buffy the character herself is, like, a godlike character. Like, she died and came back. There's so many things about her. She fell in love many times, got her heart broken, had a weird taste in men because, you know, she's supposed to kill them. Yeah. But Buffy was just such an iconic character. I don't even like Sarah Michelle Gellar is not one of my favorite actresses of all time. I don't even find Buffy like Sarah Michelle Gellar all that physically attractive. Like, she's not the most physically attractive character on the show, but she was just a great iconic character.
Who was the most physically attractive character on the show, Jason?
Who do I find him in? Probably...
He's got his crush on James Marsters.
Well, James Marsters, oh man, he's my boy, but it's not... He wasn't even find him physically attractive, he's just...
I really thought he was like Charisma Carpenter.
She's got nice boobs, yeah. But I liked Eliza Dushku was hot. Charisma Carpenter was hot. More so hot on Angel, though. I think. Charisma Carpenter was hot. But I had Faith. Faith, she's beautiful. I've met them both.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And that was your top 10 list, Jason.
That was my top 10 list.
Excellent. All right, moving on. I've actually got a game this time that we're going to play.
Oh, we're playing a game.
Yes.
Hello. What do I win?
Well, I need a volunteer, because I think we can only play this game once with one person, so whoever wants to play can play.
Should we play paper, rock, scissors it?
The audience can't
No, but the winner, goes to, you're going to see it and say who won out of the two people. All right,
go quick.
Megan!
What's happening?
I'm out. Play Megan. Megan, you're the winner.
All right, Megan.
I really didn't want
you
to
get to play the game. All right. So I'm going to give you 10 or 20 seconds, and you will name 10 TV moms based on the female list. Or not based on the list, but just in honor of the list.
Seriously,
all right.
You know
here we go. Here we go.
20 seconds, Meg, again?
You get 20 seconds.
That's not
10
fair.
Characters.
That's only 2 seconds to think for
all right.
Come on.
And go.
Kitty, Roseanne, Marge Simpson, Lois Griffin. How many is that? Gloria, Claire. I said Lois.
Mrs. Summers.
Yes, Mrs. Summers. Shit.
Edith Bunker.
And you're out of time.
Damn it.
Ava. You lose.
From Malcolm
in
the Middle.
You suck.
You know what, John?
Maybe we should see if you can do it.
10 TV dads. Do it.
10 TV dads.
Wait, wait, no. In 10 seconds, starting.
In 10 seconds.
Go.
She got 20.
Go.
Go.
You have 5 seconds left.
I'll do the 20 seconds if you want.
Okay. And ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
So we got Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. Phil from Modern Family, Jerry from Modern Family, Al Bundy, Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble, George Jetson, fuck, now I can't remember any. Dan from Roseanne,
Buffy's dad!
He never even showed up.
He was there for an episode in her dream.
Yeah, it was a dream episode. It was never a real life. It was a real episode.
All right.
But Easy A.
I found it fun, though.
But Easy A was a pretty good one. Easy A.
What about
I don't
Easy
want to play
A?
The games anymore, John. I just
qualify
myself.
It wasn't good.
All right, so we're going to play...
What?
We're not playing anything, don't worry.
Okay. I didn't see that in the agenda.
The Avengers actually just put out new posters as well. I don't know if you all saw them, the individual character ones. What
actually,
were your thoughts
on? Two characters in them.
Yeah.
A forefront character and a background character. I really like the Thor one where he's all looking down and kind of defeated because my take in it, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know what, it kind of sucks for him because he's got to fight his brother again.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it is a downer. The rest of them see him as Loki's just the enemy, but to him, Loki's also his brother.
Yeah.
So that's not easy, you know. That wouldn't be easy to just go fight your brother, regardless if he goes evil. The rest are just iconic poses. But the Thor one, that really got to me when he's, like, looking down. And yeah.
Aw, did it make you cry?
It touched me a little bit. It reached inside and touched the cackles of my heart.
Aw.
Yeah, so what about the YouTube?
Jason's very sensitive.
Yeah, just looking up them now.
I had them on mine. Well, look,
I like that
one that we just looked at not too long ago, the Japanese one. The one that you said was like the Thor, you said it was like Scream.
Oh, yeah,
the one on top. Yeah, it was cool.
I think it was cool, but I like the American ones better.
What?
I think my favorite of the posters is the one with Captain America.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
When he's looking all iconic.
Me too.
Yeah, sure.
I like
and
he looks,
Scarlett
he looks
Johansson.
Pretty too. Captain America looks so pretty.
Definitely Captain America, then Black Widow. And
I
the
love
posters.
The Black Widow.
Although the Black Widow one I like too.
She looks kick ass.
Yeah, she
looks,
does look pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has no powers, but she looks like she's going to fuck you up. I like
she
her.
Looks like. Yeah.
I really like her. I'm a fan.
All right. Now we're moving on to John Carter. Kyle and I both actually went to see John Carter last Wednesday. There's no review on the website, unfortunately. I didn't get a chance to, but you'll hear it here. I basically have the same thoughts as Kyle, so I'll let Kyle spout it off.
Okay. I'm going to spout it off.
Yes.
Spout! So, it's if anybody's like never heard of it, John Carter is kind of like, it's like a sci-fi slash western kind of thing. It's like, in the beginning, it starts off like a western, like cowboys versus Indians kind of thing. Like, you know, he's
trying to find a treasure, but then he's also, there's Indians he has to watch out for that actually chase him into this cave where he finds artifact that, I don't want to, I guess I can explain it because it's not like a major plot ruin or anything. It doesn't send him to Mars, it copies him and sends a copy of himself to Mars. And then he goes, he's in Mars, and there's, like, these life forms there, and, like, there's these people, they sail on light instead of water, they don't really have water on Mars, and it's kind of, like, him trying to get back home, but also save this princess, and her, like, what would you call it, like, her town, I guess, or her city, which is being attacked by another faction that wants to destroy it and take it over, that, has been given this, like, destructive weapon from what they think are, like, messengers from the gods, but really they're just, like, these beings that, they kind of, like, decide when they want society to destroy itself, and it's him trying to save them and stuff like that, and it was really well done. I really like fantasy and sci-fi kind of stuff, so I really, really liked the movie. The characters were all really... Except for the female. The characters were all pretty deep.
Those damn women, eh?
Jesus. Jeez. They have cool, like, thrugs, they're called, or something. They're like this like alien life form that has, like, four arms, and they're really barbaric kind of thing. You know, they still have, like, an arena.
Virginia!
Yes. And when he first gets there, they don't understand what he's saying, and they're trying to ask him what his name is. So he says he's John Carter from Virginia. So they think his name's Virginia. So for the first, like, half of the movie, they're calling him Virginia. And then he drinks this liquid that, like, makes it so he can speak their language and understand what they're saying. And that was pretty cool. There's, like, this little dog thing, this alien dog that's, like, the cutest / ugliest thing you've ever seen. Physically, it's ugly, but, like, the way it acts and how loyal it is and how, like, ferocious it can be, it's just, like, adorable and how it protects him. But, like, the effects were really cool. Like, how everything was done was really cool. The story was really deep and really, like, engaging. Like, I really, really liked the movie.
I like John Carter too.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, it was good.
Really
good.
I would give it 4.5 cute/ugly dogs out of 5.
Very good. Yeah. I do want to see it too.
All right. We also the four of us went last night to the opening night of 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
The reboot with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, and I personally loved it. I thought it was hilarious. It's.
I think Kyle liked it. He's dancing.
Yeah. He's just thinking about Channing Tatum. Yeah, but
yeah.
No, it was a great film. Very good way of rebooting the franchise in a way.
Really super funny.
Oh yeah, I don't even like. I've never seen the old 21 Jump Street show or anything. And
I was a fan of 21 Jump Street, and it's nothing like the show at all. The show wasn't a comedy. It was a sort of drama action about people going into schools and
going undercover
into schools, and every episode would be, every season would be different. They'd hit on a lot of, you know, the things with schools, which this one did. It actually did as a comedy. It hit on, like, you know, all of the things with kids nowadays. Right? Right.
I feel like it had that sort of super bad kind of funny element to it, like
the bromance.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
the bromance.
You know, but it was different. It was very original. Like probably one of the most original reboots I think I've probably ever seen. It was very funny.
It was a lot
just
funnier
very,
than I thought it was going
oh,
to
yeah.
be. And
me too.
Not all the laughs are in the trailer, which is good. It was funny throughout the movie. Like laugh out loud. Like I clapped over things.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Threw my head back and cackled.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was good. I really liked it, too.
All right, moving on.
Hold on.
I wasn't talking.
Oh, she's not done. Let the woman speak.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Megan's angry face right
she's
here.
Speaking.
Yeah,
so
I had
speak.
An angry comment.
Go!
Yeah. I was just wondering what you guys thought about it. You never see, like, they call it a bromance. I don't know what you would call it. Be like
yeah.
a friendship between women. That is funny. Like, all of the ones that are between women are, like, dramas. It was like Now and Then, which wasn't really funny. It was
the
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids was.
That really wasn't like a
bromance. It was. It was both those two girls. So the girls were fighting over. There were two girls fighting over one girl.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like that. Wasn't the main.
It wasn't about two girls that were doing it.
It was really more about the one girl.
Laverne and Shirley.
What?
Laverne and Shirley.
Megan's like, that's before my time.
I'm like, I don't even know that.
Laverne and Shirley, the ultimate female chick.
Okay, but is it funny?
Yes, Laverne and Shirley was a comedy.
Okay, I've never heard of it though.
You got it. You should go look it up. Laverne and Shirley.
Okay,
they can be your poster girls for chickmance or whatever you want to call it.
Chickmance. I'm here first, people.
Hold on, before we move on, I have a huge reveal.
What about Monster?
What is your huge? Okay,
Monster. Remember? Remember?
Jason has something
to
reveal.
The huge reveal that. Okay. On Thursday night,
this Thursday
just passed, I won tickets to go see an advanced screening of a movie. This movie is a little known horror film that's going to be coming out called Cabin in the Woods.
That's awesome.
That's
very awesome.
Cabin in the Woods last Thursday.
That is really
Drew
cool.
Goddard was there.
So you actually saw it.
I saw it last
okay.
Thursday, yes.
How was it?
Fucking epic.
Yeah.
Possibly the best horror movie that I've seen since Scream. Possibly the best. I mean, it was epic, funny.
That's what I heard.
Scary. It was pure Whedon. It had a great cast. It was fucking awesome. I gotta thank Maggie from the Whedon boards, who I won the tickets from. I also won another pair from Alliance Atlantis, and people got to go from work. It was cool. It was awesome. Yeah, it was an advanced screening last Thursday. I got to see it a month before the movie comes out.
Oh yeah, are you going to go see it again?
I would pay to go see it again. I would, and I will not give anything away at all because they asked us not to give anything away. They said, you know, people, and it is surprising. There's twists and there's turns, but it was an amazing movie. I would recommend it to everybody. Like,
I can't remember what the date is that it comes out.
April 13th.
April 13th.
April
13th. Awesome. Not that far away, people.
Three days after the Guild Wars 2
April, Friday the 13th.
I'll kill you.
We're going
it
opening
a,
night.
It is a Friday
if I can't
the 13th.
Go opening night, you have to wait.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's a
yes.
Friday the 13th.
We'll see.
Yeah,
don't go
it's, it was awesome. Well worth going to see. And yeah, it's great. The cast is awesome.
I'm excited.
Do you guys know any of the people that are in it?
I know Chris Hemsworth is, but I don't
okay.
know.
Thor.
Thor.
Hey, do you want me to tell him who else is in it?
Yeah.
Tom Link.
Oh, from Buffy?
Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew from
Who's
Buffy.
Tom Link? Yeah. John's
He's
crush.
A... Yeah.
The gay guy?
The nerdy gay crush, yeah.
Amy Acker is in it, who played Fred from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You know that shitty shows that he watches that I don't like, that 16 Under crap? The Father. Richard, I think the actor's name is Richard Seymour. The father from 16 Under. Nathan.
The main father?
The father,
the actual father?
The father that
okay.
died. The one that died.
Yeah.
The one that they show in flashback all the
yeah.
time. Yeah. And one of the guys from West Wing. Well, and if you watch Dollhouse, did you watch Dollhouse?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
no.
One of the actors from Dollhouse is awesome in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great.
Did you see it?
Great.
No, I didn't get to see it.
Oh, jeez, I thought you saw it too.
You little bitch.
Yeah,
I saw it.
That's what we feel at Facebook right now, you little bitch.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's why I kept. So you guys
excellent.
Think, like, so that the
please.
Authentic sound that you guys could hear that I got to see it last Thursday.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Go see it, everybody.
I will.
All right, moving on. I want to talk about the upcoming, just announced, Leprechaun remake. and I don't know, I don't think Megan or Jason have seen the Leprechaun movies
see,
at
like,
all.
I don't put my brother in a bad light like that.
I don't care to see the remake either.
See, my thoughts on the Leprechaun remake are that it probably doesn't need to be done. Like, those movies are great for their campiness and whatever, but I think the time has passed for it. You don't need the Leprechaun again, and I'm just very like confused as to why they even are bothering. And then also just announced the Universal is going to be releasing Jurassic Park next year in 3D as part of the 20th anniversary. And personally, I can't wait, but I don't want
it in
3D.
I can't believe it's been 20 years since the first one came out. I'm sick of them re-releasing everything on 3D. They're re-releasing. Did they re-release Titanic this weekend? Was it this weekend or is it next weekend? Or no,
Titanic's coming out.
Yeah, like what?
I'm
so sick of the re-releases in 3D.
I don't even like 3D.
Like, why? Why are they? God, come up with something original. Don't stop reusing your stuff.
See, I'm excited for the fact that Jurassic Park is actually going back to theaters, though.
Did you see them all in the theater?
I saw the first one in the theater when I was probably about 6, and I remember going, but I'd love to just see it again on the big screen, you know, now.
I just don't want to see these movies again. They used to do this back in the day. They put movies on the theater again. Like, they did that with Star Wars a lot, and I went and saw them. But now it's just surviving the 3D effect. I'm so sick of 3D.
Yes, I agree.
It's expensive. Yeah. And you got to wear these goofy glasses.
And they don't fit over my normal glasses.
And if you don't wear your normal glasses, you're blind.
Exactly.
So, you know, they need to make a whole new dimension for you to see.
Exactly. I agree. Get on it.
All right. And now we're going to move on. We only have a very short amount of time left for the podcast. I got to get this in quickly now. The guilty pleasure segment
Tammy wanted. Tammy, yes.
I'm sorry we're going to have to rush through it, but Jason, what are your guilty pleasures?
Mine are music.
I don't know, Jason. I think Vampire Diaries might be
I don't watch it. It is a guilty pleasure, but I don't watch it weekly. I usually wait till the end of the season and watch it all. Yeah,
I still think it counts as a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but to me it isn't because I say it to everybody. If anything's a guilty pleasure, mine would be those Twilight films, too. Like,
sure.
I've watched more. I'm a fan. I dig the Twilight books and the Friend movies.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that stuff. I won't say it. You know, Edward and Bella, their little romance. And my guilty pleasure music, though, like, I listen to all, like, the Dr. Horrible music and Glee music, and when I'm sitting on the bus and people are sitting next to me, I'm listening to, like, you know, Rest in Peace. James Marsden singing it. So that's more of a guilty pleasure of mine, the music, yeah.
All right, Megan, your guilty pleasures.
My guilty pleasures, I don't really have as many of them since my PVR broke, but my guilty pleasure is probably Degrassi. I don't miss it.
Degrassi? Which one? Like the new one?
The new one.
Yeah.
Still on.
Who's on it now?
It was dropped by CTV and picked up by Much Music.
Wow.
Nobody who was on it is on it now.
They had a great cast of people that have been on the Degrassi. Like, look at Drake, the rapper,
yeah,
who's on there.
Yeah,
was Nina Dobrev on there? Was she on Degrassi?
What is she?
She's from the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, she was on
Degrassi.
Yeah,
Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
The girl that Shania Grimes, I think her name is, the girl in the 90210.
I think, yep, she was on Degrassi.
Yeah, like, they all came from Degrassi.
Yeah, it's a cute little show. I really like it.
Joey Jeremiah still on it?
No, they don't even show Snake anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the principal, so he's still on there occasionally, but they don't really show him very much.
What about Spike?
No.
His wife.
Well,
I think they got married, didn't they?
Her daughter, who was, like, the beginning, she graduated and moved on and left.
Oh, okay.
Graduated university by now, probably. My other guilty pleasure is Kesha.
I was gonna say that. Kesha's music is very catchy.
Yeah.
I was so gonna say that, Megan, you took it. Damn it.
TikTok.
All right, Kyle, what's your guilty pleasure?
I can only think of one thing that's my guilty pleasure, and it's that song that we heard in the radio that I love now.
Which one?
The one that sounds like it's back from the 80s.
Oh,
and you said you like
it.
What's it?
Somebody I used to know.
Yeah,
yeah, I fucking
love
that song too.
I'm gonna have to listen to this after.
Cut me out. You know that song.
I'm gonna have to listen to this after the podcast.
Yeah,
done. I'm gonna.
I love that song too.
Yeah,
because I'm like a dance guy. Like, I love dance music. You know, I like that song.
Yeah,
I made fun of it in a job. Like, I don't like
the
song. And then I heard it again on the radio. I'm like, well, I really like this song now. Techno. I don't know. It's weird. But that's the only guilty pleasure I'm going on right now that I have going on.
My guilty pleasure is Pokemon Silver.
What is
Pokemon, the Game Boy Color game, the old school one. I play it on Kyle's phone all the time. I love it.
Did you beat it?
I haven't beat it yet. I have to beat Ash in Mount Silver. That bastard. He is fucking strong, man.
He names all his Pokemon after people he knows.
No, not all of them.
I'm a Cyndaquil.
What am I?
I don't think I got around to you.
Oh, that hurts.
All the people he knows, and you don't get to be
one. I didn't do all the people I know.
He made his mom a Snorlax.
You're a lava dragon on my Dragonville game, just so you know.
A what?
He's a lava dragon.
That's cool.
It's a lava dragon.
Can I be an ice dragon? Or
I think,
plant?
I think you're one of the plant dragons.
Yes!
The plant dragons.
Another guilty pleasure.
Yeah, Dragonvale.
Another one.
I want Dragonvale.
I'm trying to... Another guilty pleasure. I guess Glee music is kind of...
It is,
too,
because
yeah.
I'm not going to go around. People are going to go, what's on your iPod? I'm going to be skipping ahead to something. I'm not telling them I'm listening to Glee. Like, I'm not listening to Rachel singing. You know, and Buffy, the Once More Feeling soundtrack.
I can't say I listen to the Glee music
I
all that much anymore.
I listen to it all the time. Okay. I love it. And the Dr. Horrible one, too. I love the Dr. Horrible one. I'll be like bopping my head listening to it while I'm on the bus. While I'm on the subway bopping around listening to, you know, Captain Hammer and Dr. Horrible. And
all right. I think it's time to wrap up the podcast, unfortunately.
It's about that time.
Also, before you wrap it up, John, you should make your... what is it? Verbal commitment.
Yeah, John and Kyle.
What verbal?
John and Kyle, we got them to commit to something yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We need you guys to commit to this via podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Kyle and I are confirmed to go to Polaris this year. It's
Kyle?
A convention in Richmond Hill, run by fans, for fans of just about anything, I think.
I'm going to it too, Polaris.
The dates are July 6th to 8th, 2011.
It's 2012.
Yes, 2012.
I'll have to go get
the
time machine out of my closet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, fuck that. We want the police box, the TARDIS, okay?
No, I want the DeLorean.
No, have you not seen the inside of the TARDIS? How huge is DeLorean? You're cramped.
The DeLorean looks cool.
Oh, the TARDIS looks cool. Uh-huh.
Anywho, let's go back in time to before this conversation started.
Oh, okay.
And wrap up the podcast.
July 16th, 2012.
All right. So thanks for listening. We had a great time on tonight's podcast, I hope. Thanks for coming out again, guys.
Yes.
Next week, I think is the
week,
or 2 weeks from this podcast, I think we're going to be talking probably a little bit more about the Hunger Games.
Oh my god,
and,
so excited.
And maybe, I think perhaps American Reunion, because it is
April.
It's coming out, I think, the week after the podcast airs.
Well, after this, I'm
going to
show you the pins, Megan.
May the odds
the pins.
Be in
don't quote me on that, because
I think it comes out April.
It's mid-April somewhere.
So it might not be Dark Lord then. It might be after that.
Yes. Well, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Have a good night, I guess.
And now we're going to listen to the theme music.
All right.
Catch
goodbye.
On the flip side.